Have you ever had a project that needed to be done, such as landscaping, but you didn't know who you could trust to give you a fair price and honest work? Thanks to AngiesList.com, you can find reviews for various businesses to help you find the right person to hire when you need them. Use promo code AMBER and you save 25% off your membership at AngiesList.com. Now you can have the peace of mind when trying to find a pediatrician or a landscaper, all thanks to AngiesList.com. And remember, use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so happy that you have joined me today. And I wanted to make a couple of announcements. If you would like to reach me, you can always reach me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's just to send any correspondence in the mail. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. I'm always looking for partners to grow the show, and thanks to my wonderful church, Reunion Community Church, you now can get a tax donation on your taxes by visiting my donations page on my website, which is AmberMayShow.com, and go to the donations page, and there you can find out all the information on how you can get a tax-deductible donation by helping me spread the word and grow the show and help a lot of people. Well, I'm really excited to talk about this topic today, because if you've ever followed me for any length of time, you've known I've had 3 miscarriages in a course of 5 years. And it's been a rough road, I'm not going to lie. And I've done shows on it. I've done shows about how what it feels like when you can't have a baby and everyone else can. I've talked about what it's like when your child dies. I've talked about all that to help you understand if you've been in that situation, to give you encouragement, or if you know someone who has, or in the future might know someone who has, you know how they're feeling and how you can best react to them. Well, I am so happy that God has blessed me with being able to be pregnant. And so far, so good. The pregnancy has been great. And just God's will that it will keep strong, the baby will keep strong and healthy. And as I've been thinking about my baby, and every day I go to babycenter.com, or every week, and I check out how is my baby progressing. And it just blows me away on the things that happen inside of a female's body to produce a child. We all know the basic concept of creating a baby. And that blows my mind that 2 cells start creating an entire human being. And the more I saw that, and the more I was investigating on babycenter.com, the thought came to my mind about the verse, Psalms 139:13. And it says, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." And the science really backs up this scripture, where every day God's in my womb just creating this new person. Because every day this new development happens. Things that couldn't happen without God being there and instructing and putting together. How could a heart form out of 2 cells? And how can the brain function from 2 cells? And how does blood flow from 2 cells? So when I think about how my baby is growing, and then I think about what God says, "You knit me together in my mother's womb." David is obviously the writer here, and he's telling God, "You created my innermost being." God knows the plans he has for us. He wants to prosper us. He wants us to have a hope and a future. He knows how many hairs are on our head. He thinks about us before the plan of creation. He knew us before he created earth. He knows when I wake up, when I lie down. He rejoices over me with singing. The thoughts of me are countless as the sands on the seashore. And that's how he feels about my baby. And that's how he feels about you, and how he felt about you from the very beginning of conception. And I also realize this facet, that he gets so much joy from putting a person together. just like a parent watches their kid and has all these plans and hopes for their kid. Of course, they can't force their kid to do the plans and hopes that they have for them. Like, some parents can see their children being celebrities or the president or discovering a new vaccination to eradicate some disease. Well, you know, or being a doctor or a lawyer. And the parents, from the time their babies are born and they're holding them, they have these wonderful ideas. And sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes they go astray. Sometimes they do those magnificent things. Sometimes they just do things that are make them happy. Things that God put talents in them. And that's the thing they go after. Well, that's the same about God and us. He puts a plan and a purpose in our hearts. He gives us the talents, the abilities to go and conquer that plan and purpose that he has for us. But just like kids, sometimes we go astray and we do our own way. Sometimes we just get rid of God altogether and we want nothing to do with him. But sometimes people, mothers, themselves, destroy the thing that God is creating. They destroy the very thing that God is so joyful to make when they abort their baby. Have you ever thought of how much that might hurt God? He is so excited making this baby. Every day he's in the womb and he's creating this person and he's getting to know him on such an intimate level. And then all of a sudden, one day the mom takes that joy away. And that just makes me sad to think about that. The blessing for God is that soul will go up in heaven. And I know that to be true because King David himself said, when he and Bathsheba had a baby and that baby died, it said, that baby can't come to me, but one day I will go to that baby. Meaning one day he's going to be in heaven. And Jesus said, let the children come unto me, for such of these are the kingdom of heaven. I know there's a special heart and a special place for all children in God's heart. And so granted, that baby that he was working on and creating and having fun putting it together, because he knit us together in our mother's womb, got destroyed. And that's sad. It hurts him. But the good news is he is reunited again, just like I will be reunited with three of my kids that are up there. But that time at that moment, it just, it's really sad. And I never thought about that until I started having my own baby and looking at the development of my child. One day it has lungs. The next day, the spinal cord is completely put together. The sex is developed. I mean, it blows my mind how our bodies are just built from two cells. And it blows my mind how my body can carry something like that. How is that possible? It just blows my mind. How is there a human being inside of me? I have no idea. God designed it that way, and it blows my mind to think that God did such a beautiful thing. But it's also pretty scary, because how can a big baby come out of such a little tiny hole? If you think about that, that's mind-blowing. The fact that, you got the human inside of me, but that human comes out. And that's just mind-blowing itself. And I just have thanked God that he was good to me and my husband, and he has been allowing us so far to be parents. And I just pray blessings, and I just pray every day that this baby's healthy. But I have to admit, you know, my fear of losing this baby comes to mind because I've not had one successful pregnancy. So I always have to go to God and just thank him every day for this child. And I just ask him for health for the baby, because I'm so excited at this opportunity to be a mother. And I know he wants that for me. And I know that he knows how much I want that, and he doesn't want to take that away from me. And so he's been so good to me and blessed me at this point in my life with my husband. I had 7 years of marriage with just me and my husband, and it's been great. And now he's going to add something even perfect. And that's the other thing, the two shall become one flesh. That's why marriage between a man and a wife is God's perfect will. That's the best he has for us. We become one because we become one family. We start helping each other where I'm weak, my husband's strong, where he's weak, I'm strong, and that makes one person. But then you add us physically together, and we create one flesh, thanks to God. And that's God's best design. Some people have other designs of being with the same sex. That's your choice. But that's not God's best for you. Women think the same, act the same, predominantly. Men think the same, act the same, predominantly. That's why the book says women are from Venus and men are from Mars. So when you put those two together, the man and the woman, where the man is weak, or like he's not as emotional as a female because the man is more logical. You put those two together where the logic and emotional meet and you make great decisions that way. Or the woman's usually the more caretaker type, and the man's the strong protective one. You put those together, you develop a safe place to raise children and a safe place to live. It's just fascinating how God's best creates less heartache and beauty when you sit back and you see how God designed families. I'm really excited about this adventure that I'm about to go on, and I just wanted to share with you guys what I've learned just by watching my baby grow through websites that educate me and tell me what's going on this week with the baby. And I just want to thank God for this opportunity that He's giving me to love this person I don't even know yet, and to show me how much He loves me and how much He thought about me and how much He put time into me before I was even thought of amongst my parents. You know, before creation was ever around, He already knew me and He planned and purposed me. And I just want you guys to know that if you don't know Jesus Christ and you don't know God, I want you to get to know Him because He loves you. And it's really simple. All you have to do is reach out and talk to Him. The Bible says, "Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And there's no other name given among men which you can be saved, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to share that with you this week. Remember, if you want to get in contact with me, it's so easy. You can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Consider becoming a partner with me. Go to my website, AmberMayShow.com, click the donation page, and help me spread the news to all the world. I need help. I really do need help. You can always visit my website, AmberMayShow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.
Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mosey.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mosey.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mosey Home with promo code Amber, or 15% off Mosey Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mosey.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mosey.com.